When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports.
We started about 11 years ago with Radio Race Europe. It came out of the Nordic countries in Europe, and then we moved on and also expanded into Asia. And so that's where we are now with Radio Race Asia for the second time, virtual this time.
Now, Radio Days in Europe has been a huge success over the years, and it's been going, a decade, I guess. And
and
Radio Days in Asia has only been going, but rudely interrupted by COVID-19. And of course, it's been a virtual conference. How do you think it went? What does it tell you for the future?
Two things. One is the concept of Radio Days Asia. I think that was also a big success this second time. The second aspect of it is different. It's about how do you run a successful virtual event when we can't have in live events. So these are two different aspects. I think so the reason Radio Days Asia came about was actually because Radio Days Europe has been so successful. People in Asia started, saying, we would need something like this here. So after a couple of years, we found that the circumstances were the right to try it out. And we did then in August 2019 as a live event. And we thought it went really well. So the idea is to build from that first successful event and grow, make it bigger and involve more people and to have it annually. Then COVID came. We couldn't have a live event, so we went virtual instead now in last week. And I think under the circumstances, it went well. We had more participants. We had great content. We had more sponsors. We had more organizations across the region that were supporting it. So I think it was a really good way of keeping momentum for Radio Days Asia in the region, so we can come back and have a live event when it's possible again.
What were your favorite sessions of this particular event, which I think was excellent? There were some really, really good sessions there.
It's a good question, and I come back to it, but I want to say, the program, you have to have many different aspects. You want to have many voices. You want to cover a lot of ground, a lot of topics. So each session cannot be number one. So It's a variety of sessions which makes up the program, I think. But there were a couple of that were standing out. And I think the absolutely most engaging one was Christian O'Connell, who we ran live from his studio in Melbourne. He was, of course, talking about his whole experience within radio in UK and in Australia, but also gave some really good advice and tried to take up some questions from the audience as well, since this was a live event. So I think that was really an engaging and very good section.
Yeah, that's
just very exciting. One. I think that there are others which were more into the Asian market and also the podcast. So there were kind of two themes. One was radio's recovery from COVID crisis. How do we move forward? What do we have to think about? What do we have to do differently? Secondly, it was about podcasting. So podcasting is just emerging in most Asian countries, but it's growing rapidly. So we wanted to be there and help giving an idea of how you grow the podcast business and what the future is. So those were the key themes, I think, for this year.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What platforms did you use? Because it was quite ingenious how you could, you know, it wasn't your average Zoom meeting. It was much better than that.
It was not. And that running a couple of smaller online events previous to this one, we knew we have to give a better experience than the ordinary webinar Zoom meeting. It has to be better than that in several ways. And so we had a really good virtual platform, and we pre-recorded much of the material. So we had some control over the quality and the length and all of that. Secondly, I think the other clever thing was that you can actually watch live stream, of course, but also you can watch us catch up. So every session is there and you can go back at another time, in another time zone, for instance, or another day to catch up on those things you missed or if you couldn't be there for the whole day or something. So we ran over 3 days. The third bit, which was also interesting, how do you create opportunities for sponsors and exhibitors? How do you have a virtual exhibition? And we tried that, and we also, another challenge was to how do you make it possible for people to meet and interact during a virtual event, which is kind of half the experience of going to a live event. I mean, there's the great content, but then you want to get together over some drinks and chat with people you know, or you're meeting for the first time. And that's also what we tried to incorporate. So I think that the two first things I mentioned, how we produced the virtual conference and the catch-up functionality worked really, really well. The sponsor and exhibition part, we worked hard on that, and I think we got it pretty right. But I'm not sure people really, attendees, necessarily use it in the same way as you go to a live exhibition. We have to learn more about how to do that in a good way. And the last aspect, having people to meet up and talk to each other, that didn't work that well, actually. So there's something we have to think about how to do that better. It worked on the third day when there were interactive masterclasses and workshops, and we ran those on Zoom.
So you don't see these virtual events at any time being a threat to the live events. You think that people will still want to come and meet other people?
Yes, we have a survey out to attendees now, and one of the things coming back is we want to go live whenever that's happening. So most people have that feeling of why they go to event is actually to learn something, but also to meet people. And I think that is something that will be a desire to meet in person again in this field. I'm sure about it, but. That said, I think there are also an opportunity there to go virtual events as well. So it could be hybrid, so being live in a certain place, in a venue, and then also give access to most of the content virtually as well. So you can either be there in person or you can sit home and watch and take care of it without having to travel for many hours or leave work for many days or whatever is the obstacle. You can still be, you know, at least be part of it in a way. So I think hybrid is the way forward. I think people would like to go to live events, but virtual is also here to stay.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.